Hola chicos, seguimos acá desde prensa. Ahora estamos hablando con Withan, que se presentó hoy día a las 3 y media, a las 15:30 en el Perry Stage, el escenario electrónico. Hi Withan, how are you?
I'm doing really good. I'm glad to be here.
What do you think about Chile so far and Lollapalooza?
I'm a very big fan of Lollapalooza. I've been to a few Lollapaloozas in my life, and honestly, Chile is like probably one of my favorite like crowds I've ever played to like in my life. That was insane. Really.
Yeah. Bueno, y contaba un poco que le encantaba mucho Lollapalooza, que ha ido a varios y ahora por fin pudo tocar, y acá en específico. You know, this stage, everyone who plays in Paris in the electronic stage says the same, like it's wild. And even like at the time you played, like mid-afternoon, yeah.
It's still going. Even the like slower songs in my set, people were still going. Like that's what I hear literally all day. People are just there with so much energy.
Incluso las canciones más suaves, más lentas, la gente las baila, las vacila entera, como siempre escuchamos de el público de Cesanero. And I wanted to ask you about you work with like Dua Lipa for a song, Fifty Shades of Grey. How was that?
That was incredible. It was amazing that we were able to get together and, you know, make a song for the 50 Shades movie. That was a very big movie that came out. But yeah, I mean, Dua Lipa's just crushing right now. You know, all the songs she's putting out are just, she's breaking records. She's definitely just crushing it. So the fact that we were able to get together and just make it happen was awesome. She's great. She's amazing.
And do you expect anything that... Have you had any reviews since that song came out? And
I've seen a few. I mean, it seems like everyone seems to be kind of down. I'm sure a lot of people might not have seen it coming. It probably kind of came out of nowhere, but that's what I love. I love surprises. It was a surprise.
Bueno, y contaba un poco que trabajó junto a Dua Lipa para una canción para Fifty Shades of Grey, la última película de la trilogía que salió hace poco, en febrero. Y que claro que fue algo que nadie se esperaba, que eso y que le encanta eso, que le encanta sorprender. And do you have any surprises left, like for the next month, next years?
Definitely, just tons of music, so much music. I can't say exactly who they're with yet. I wish I could, but they're still being figured out. You know, there's a lot of business, but I've been making so much music the last like couple years of my life. I've just like locked myself in to studios. Whenever I'm not doing shows, I'm usually making music. So I have so much stuff ready for this year and next year. Hopefully an album.
We'll see. Bueno, queríamos saber si tenía algún otro feat preparado, algún trabajo preparado para más adelante, para los próximos meses. Dice que trabaja mucho, que tiene en cada momento que no está tocando en vivo, trabaja en música y que tiene varias cosas y sorpresas listas para los próximos meses y para el próximo año también. Mucho trabajo. Thank you so much for speaking with us. And I want to know, do you want to see any other bands for the rest of the day?
Definitely. Definitely got to see Mac DeMarco. That guy's one of my favorites. I think he might be playing like pretty, yeah. We got to catch the end of that. Who else is playing today? I forget.
The Killers.
The Killers. Oh, yeah. We were going to see The Killers last night in Argentina, but we decided we should see them tonight. So hopefully The Killers too.
Have fun, though. Thank you so much. Chiquillos, ahí decía que quiere ver a The Killers, quiere ver a Mac DeMarco, que está tocando en este momento, y lo vamos a dejar ahí para que disfrute. Thank you so much. Volvemos con ustedes, chiquillos.